Off the Ball Breakfast.
We are in a death spiral. That would like we are the death spiral.
Death BT or
no,
TH.
TH.
Because BT is 40 million, isn't it?
Well, you know.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.
Right, it is quarter-final weekend in the Women's Rugby World Cup. Two tomorrow, two on Sunday. So tomorrow at 1 o'clock, it's New Zealand against South Africa and Canada against Australia, which kicks off at 4 o'clock. And then on Sunday, it's England versus Scotland at 4 o'clock. And then the 1 o'clock game is the game we are very much most interested in. That is France against Ireland in Exeter. Delighted to say that Fiona Hayes is with us on the line. Fiona, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Owen. Looking forward to the weekend now.
Yeah. Tell us what it's like to actually play in a World Cup semi-final.
Yeah, well, I suppose I was lucky there was no quarterfinals, so we couldn't get knocked out of my day. It was straight to semi-final, but we did beat the Black Ferns to get to that. Look, it's just an unbelievable experience. We were hammered by England at the time, but look, it was on in France, Owen, and the stadium, everything about it was just next level. So the group stages, obviously, we've seen how it's grown in the group stages. We've had a couple of sellouts in stadiums in Northampton, in Exeter, the Red Roses as well. But when we were playing, there was a huge jump to that semi-final from just that, I suppose, from those group stages out in Mercusi.
Do you reckon there will be much of a jump this weekend from what a lot of the players have experienced over the last 3 weeks? It feels it's been pretty well supported. I think the hype has been fairly consistent.
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be the same. Last weekend's game, I was over there, even like the first game against Japan, I mean, the hairs were standing up on my arm just to see the support. The Japanese team, a few Japanese fans there, but generally that big green wave, I suppose you could call it as well, for the supporters in the stadiums. Last week was off the charts against the Black Ferns, just the whole roar, the crowd. What I've noticed, Owen, is that a lot of locals, so if it's on in Exeter, if it's on in Northampton, local rugby fans of Chiefs, of I suppose Northampton Saints, they're coming out to watch the games if there's tickets available, because the tickets are cheap. A lot of fans going over as well, so the stadiums are pretty packed out for the games I've been there to see.
In terms of the one-sided nature of this weekend, then Ireland are 22-1 underdogs against France. Mick was just making the point that they're actually the shortest priced underdogs this weekend. So 22-1 is your best shot of an underdog winning this weekend. So we're basically saying it would be a massive surprise if any of New Zealand, Canada, France or England were to be beaten this weekend.
Yeah, and I've said that from the start. In my eyes, I think I know France are top four, but there's a distinguished top three, I think. Not a huge drop off to France, but from what I've seen over the last couple of years, it's certainly those first those three teams in World Cup especially are unbelievable. So I think the odds are probably correct with that. I thought they might have given Ireland a bit better odds. I thought it was 10-1 when I saw it. It's obviously changed drastically over or the week as well, but look, I think everybody loves an underdog, and if that was the story the weekend, it would be unbelievable to see that. But look, I feel like we saw the superpowers last week. We saw England kick into action. The Black Ferns upped it another level, and Canada are just, when they start playing and they start throwing the ball around, they're just off the charts completely. So I think those three, I'm not going to say guaranteed, but I would have certainly predicted that, and I would have predicted that France-Ireland's quarterfinal as well.
You are right, by the way, Fiona. Things haven't changed that drastically. It is 10 or 11 to 1. It's a 22-point spread, forgive me.
Still, I thought it was an injury I didn't know about, Owen.
Still a sizable chunk of a favouritism tag for France. Now, before the context of this year's World Cup, it really has felt as if Ireland were closing the gap in France. And I think we were very, very hopeful for this fixture coming down the tracks after we watched their Six Nations tie this year. It does feel that a lot of that optimism has gone out the window for reasons largely down to injuries, I suspect, and maybe we can't fully trust the fitness of Aoife Wafer, even though she's starting this weekend. How much of the optimism are you clinging on to from this spring?
Look, I do. I think when you're subconsciously, you feel you can beat a team, there's just an added incentive there. And I feel like this squad, in chatting to them over the last couple of years, yes, I don't think they've Ireland have beaten France in the female game, so respect to them since 2017. But every year, it's kind of the gap has been closed. And although it was, I think it was seven, I think it was about 12 points last Six Nations, I really felt like it was much closer, tighter game. So their confidence, the Irish girls will feel that they do have the ability to do it. And what better place to do it in a quarter final? So looking at, I suppose, how France have played, the Italy probably would have been their biggest game. I thought they struggled at the start of that. They did win 25-0 and they defended exceptionally well at times, because we know the Italians can score. But they had Brazil and South Africa. Ireland had that big test against New Zealand. I actually feel like now it probably will be a positive going into this game, because they had such a test of endurance. Yes, it was a huge scoreline against them, but I thought at times what they learned from that game, what they'll take out of it, what have France learned, I suppose, from the three opposition. If they're winning well in all three games, you don't really learn much. So I think Ireland's last game against, although it was bruising, and it probably hurts a lot, because there was obviously a little bit of hope there having beaten them in WXC. But I feel like Ireland will gain a lot from that. And if you can't, I'll be honest with you, and I thought they looked a little bit tired at times, but I don't think we'll see that in a quarter final. If you can't get yourself up for a quarter final, this is what they've been building for, this is what they've been playing for. So I think we'll see a rejuvenated Irish team, and Aoife Wafer back in that pack will add that bit of buzz and add that bit of game line that I suppose we've been craving for the last two games, because certainly we saw it against Japan, but at times against Spain it was a little bit sloppy, and last week just the attack didn't function. So I think we'll see a reset this week in how they play things.
What's your understanding of Wafer's fitness level at the moment?
Well, I'm just going the same as everyone else. I'm going off what everyone's telling you. I met her before she flew over. So I met her at a Munster-Leinster game up in Donnybrook, and she was really positive. Recovery's going well. Training's going well. I saw her in the warm-up last weekend. She stayed on the pitch an extra couple of minutes with the S&C. Looked to be doing a couple of sprints at full tilt. It's match fitness. It's just so, so different. I know they will have tried to build her up to that in training with whatever endurance things they've done, and it blasts, I suppose, on the watt bikes and different things. But her fitness, I would imagine her injury is sorted, although it is a quicker turnaround that probably people would have expected after having an operation. I would imagine that she's ready to go on that front. It's just that match fitness. But in saying that, if things are correct, and it could have brought her back last week and she could have been involved in that squad, that means she's also had a full week of heavy, heavy training and should be good to go.
Is there a chance that what Ruby Tui was saying on the first weekend of the tournament was actually somewhat correct, that the plan was always to rest Aoife Wafer for the New Zealand game and bring her back for the quarterfinal?
No, I don't know. We're still talking about Ruby Tui. Yeah, probably. Look, I don't think so, because if you look at how they picked that squad last weekend, it was a majority based on, bar a couple of selections, you would have said it would have been one of Ireland's strongest squads. So I think Ireland firmly believed they were going to win this game, because if they didn't, they would have arrested the likes of Aoife Dalton, Eve Higgins, who we've seen a lot of in this tournament. So I think based on the selection of other players, that if Aoife Wafer was good to go, they would have put her out. If she had a full training session, I'd say what happened was she was probably okay to go. They qualified for the quarterfinals, and when you weigh that up, it's probably not worth it if something does happen when you're already through to a quarter final. And then on the other side of things, if Ruby Tui is saying that on day one, you know what, if Ireland hadn't beaten Japan, then they would have to go and win and beat that the Black Ferns. Would we have seen her then? Maybe they would have pushed her in for that game.
In terms of what Scott Beamon has had to do psychologically with the team this week, it does feel like that's a piece of work that he's had to nail over the last couple of days. I was making the point on Monday that They kind of needed to park last Sunday immediately. Like, I mean, as like we as analysts can drill down into, you know, a lot of red flags that we saw last Sunday. But as a team, I presume they've just had to forget it because it's not going to serve them in good stead if they start to get bogged down on, geez, we beat this team last year and less than 12 months later, they are beating us comfortably.
Yeah, look, I do believe you'll have to park that, but I firmly believe that they probably will have to analyse the attack in particular. We can look at defence, but we know we've seen that try to finish up by the Black Ferns was probably one of the best tries I've seen in a long time in women's rugby. How they executed that from inside, maybe 7-8 metres out, but certainly Ireland's attack. So they will have to look at that because I felt like they targeted Dana in particular, and if you're France and you're looking at that, Ireland will have to learn from that Black Fern game. What can we do? Dana decided to go out the back a lot. I think it was the line speed and the pressure of whatever is coming up from that defence coming at her. So they will analyse certain areas because they'll have to be better. Whereas maybe Dana's kicking wasn't the best. That wouldn't worry me because next week she could be absolutely outstanding. But just the attack as a whole didn't seem to function. And I think that will be something that they'll have to look at that game and have to review. But on the back of having beaten them and not, you can just go into the psychological things, I suppose, with the players also and kind of say, look, you're already through to a quarterfinal. Maybe that's why people didn't show up. It shouldn't be the case. But after that defeat, you have to go to wherever you need to go to, I suppose, let these players put that to bed and be able to move on. And I'm sure they are well capable of doing it because it's a World Cup quarterfinal. They're so, so excited. And as I said, if they looked fatigued at times in that game, when you're down, it's very, very hard to, I suppose, get that energy. So they'll be looking at not starting how they've started some games, I suppose, this season and being able to keep that energy. Because when you get to that late stage of a World Cup, if you go down, it's very, very hard to find it. So I think this team will be really working hard on keeping France out early doors.
How would France have got on against New Zealand last weekend?
New Zealand just looked like they upped it to a whole new level. I feel like I've said it already that New Zealand, England and Canada are probably, in my eyes, France are there, thereabouts, but they're the top three for me. I think how New Zealand played last weekend showed us that when they want to up it and when it comes to a World Cup, they're just a totally different animal. Even their bench that came on were outstanding. So I think if New Zealand had played France last weekend, obviously it would have been a totally different game plan. We know how France play. I mean, I think France are top of the tournament at the minute with 58 offloads. They like to throw the ball around. They've over 2,000 metres made. I think Ireland have maybe 1,300. So we know France actually play ball. They haven't kicked as much as Ireland. So certainly would have been a different game against the Black Ferns, but how they played and how they executed when they got that turnover ball was just outstanding to watch. And I think any team they would have put on under massive pressure last weekend.
What is the historic appreciation for France in the Women's World Cup, because like just looking at their record, it's quite consistent. They haven't they've only failed to get to a semi-final once in the competition's history. At the same time, they've never made it to a final. So it feels that their floor and ceiling are quite close to one another, that they're getting over a relatively important hurdle, but they can't really get past the final two most important hurdles.
Yeah, and look, it's that as well. It's, as I said, has only been semi-finals, so they've relatively topped their group every time they've played. Obviously, there's been a smaller group of qualification with only the three groups in previous World Cups. So look, France are really, really good at I suppose executing things in the Six Nations. We see how physical, how powerful they are, how their backline attack, the Sevens program have brought in a lot of new players into their system in previous years. But I will say, when it comes to World Cup, having not made that final, that is absolutely huge for them. And I think the biggest disappointment they would have had was in that World Cup that we played in 2014 at home. They were playing exceptionally, really, really good rugby, physically very dominant against teams, even physically dominant against England at the time, but couldn't quite pull it off. And I think that's the difference in the psyche with New Zealand, having, I suppose, suppose, if you look at the last World Cup, having gone in on the back of a huge loss to France, a huge loss to England, and in just a space of 6 months, they're able to turn their mind and I suppose their fitness and skill set to a World Cup, and they just have that absolute winning mentality. Do France have it? We'll see. I'm not too sure. Will they make a final again? We're talking about betting at the top of the show, and I wouldn't be putting my money out.
The offloading game that you talk about a moment ago with regards to France, it just feels that any team who can get into their flow with that sort of attacking game plan just have an opportunity to make mincemeat of Ireland. Maybe that's too strong a phrase, Fiona, but I was chatting to you the day after the Japan game and you made the point, listen, it might have looked okay yesterday, but you come up against a team who are a bit more ruthless out wide and will expose Ireland out wide, there could be alarm bells blaring. And we saw it brutally exposed last week as, you know, the swashbuckling attack was actually the most effective, pragmatic attack that New Zealand could have used to break down that Ireland defence. When you point out their offloading stats there, that would make me extra concerned for Sunday.
Yeah, and look, we know France have power in the pack, but certainly over the last couple of years, I spoke about those sevens players that have come in and just, you know, how they attack, how they go wide. You've got Menage, Vernier in the centres. They have the ability to get the ball wide and get it to their players that I suppose they're deadly players that can finish off. With Ireland, I think, and it's just with defence, we've seen it in the Six Nations a couple of years ago. We saw a huge shift. Hugh Hogan came in. I thought it was absolutely outstanding watching in the space of such a short length of time how they changed that defensive system. It's still kind of similar, but I'm not sure that they're killing the ball enough at ruck time, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So we saw it against Spain, did it to them as well, which, you know, we know Spain actually are very good at throwing the ball around, but to be able to go wide so quick off a couple of phases, it shows that Ireland, I suppose, lack their defence out wide is where teams are going to target. And I think it comes from how quick ball they're getting, how Ireland are not killing that ball. And also the fold is a little bit slow. So I believe this week, especially with France, they will look at those double tackles, taking the ball out, but also that bounce and trying to get the push a little bit quicker to get up a lot more speedier. Because if you look at metres made last weekend, All Blacks Black Ferns just were so direct. Yes, they went wide, but they were so direct in the couple of phases pre that they were able to get such quick ball to go wide. And it's very hard to defend when you have a 4v2, especially with the skill set of the Black Ferns.
You have been listening to Fiona Hayes on the Women's Rugby World Cup show on Off the Ball at Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. As a final point, Fiona, I presume the conclusion is going to be that France are going to win on Sunday, but maybe last Sunday was one of the all-time great Black Ferns performances. There was an anger in them after what happened last year at WXV. Ireland maybe were a little bit cold for it. Maybe they didn't necessarily have the same level of need in their performance as the Black Ferns did, and they were missing their best player, one of the greats of the women's game already, in Aoife Wafer. However, you put all that into the mix, it still feels that there's not enough there to really make a confident case that Ireland will win on Sunday.
Look, I really do believe they have an ability to win this game. I think it's a performance they can pull out of the bag. I didn't feel like last week that they were going to beat the Black Ferns. I something is different about France. They know each other. They've played each other. There's some real, real talent there, and how they played against Japan at times and even some of the tries against Spain shows that they do have the ability to attack. But what it will take on is that the majority of Ireland players need to be playing at the absolute top of their game, because this French pack, I spoke about this scrum as well at times, Ireland's scrum has improved so much. I think even I was looking at stats earlier on today, and in the lineout, France are actually the most picked off lineout, which is shocking for me. They've been turned over the highest amount of times by any team in the competition, so that is huge. Ireland will target that and go after that, and if you can disrupt French set piece, and disrupt their ruck ball, like I spoke to you, slow things down, frustrate fans. They seem to implode. They do not like that. Their discipline goes out the window. And if Ireland can attack those areas and try and get one up there, we know how good our backline are. If we can disrupt France and really rattle them, I think we will have the ability in attack to create space and have a good shot at it. So although, yes, France are favourites, I wouldn't knock Ireland 100% out of this game at all.
I promise you this, Fiona, if Ireland do win on Sunday, we'll clip that last 2 minutes there, because it's a brilliant breakdown of where France might be vulnerable. I presume you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going over with your good selves, Owen. I'm going over Sunday morning and I can't wait to see it. I've been at all the games, but this is the one I've been highlighting, I think, from the start, where I feel like Ireland could cause a bit of an upset.
Enjoy it, Fiona, as much as the nerves are going to ruin that prospect. Thanks a million for your time.
Cheers. Thanks, Owen.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
Anyone can dream it, but to be it, you must never stop competing. Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish women's rugby.